This being a feast of our Blessed Mother, it's important for all of us to think how we can console her. And when we think of that, we want to keep our mind toward heavenly things, and thus we stay on the right path. And this is a great consolation, and it's important that we not underestimate that consolation to her. And it speaks of this in the oration for today's Mass, being minded, keeping our mind on heavenly things. Now, when we stop and think, in truth, in reality, in our individual lives, is that a relief to us, or is it rather a confinement? The truth of this answer depends on where our love is centered. To the godly and those who strive to live and love God in a God-centered way, it is a loosing of the bonds, a freeing from the shackles of earthly affections. To those who live for earth, keeping our mind on heavenly things is a confinement, a lamenting of the loss of clay. Let us pray for a continual conversion to obtain and maintain our share in the same everlasting glory as our Blessed Mother, as it speaks of in that same oration. And there are many things to help us, but what is a great means of doing so? When our Blessed Mother spoke her wonderful Magnificat, we see in there the virtue of humility. Humility, all generations shall call me blessed. But what makes that a humble statement? What is the key there? Because he who is mighty has done great things to me. She is attributing all her greatness to God, its true source, all her prerogatives. How pleasing this is, how wonderful a virtue. It is her humility by which our Blessed Mother holds the sway over the heart of God himself. It is the humility which makes her so beautiful, so attractive. She is irresistible to God himself. Yes, the workings of grace through humility, power is given. The more humble, the more powerful. It is easy to see the divergence of grace and nature according to the mind of the worldly, and the more pride and self-confidence, the more power. But it's interesting, the lie of it is so easily seen, even by those of the world. There's a contradiction there. They believe that to be more power, but also in worldly terms, becomes obvious on a little bit, looking just a little bit closer. One does not have to look too deeply to see. Who is there, after all, in the world who does not despise a proud and haughty person? Who is there that cannot appreciate the magnanimity of a truly humble demeanor and cannot appreciate the gentleness of this virtue? And how do we attain this? How can we, when it's so contrary to our nature, to our natural inclination? It's important for us to reflect on our Blessed Mother in the Rosary and her life and the life of our Lord. Try to live that. And there's a wonderful book that can help, and it's called How to Be Happy, How to Be Holy by Father Paul O'Sullivan. And some of you may have been through that before. If you have not, I would strongly encourage you to go through that. And he sets forth reasons why so many neglect the daily rosary. He says they have no idea of its value, what it is, and how to say it. Are we of this number? The world around us is quickly devoured, will devour our affections, and thus our souls. 15 minutes a day, so short a time, so small a price to pay for an eternity of bliss. The rosary is the only tiresome, if not properly said. It should not be a chore. I will not read the whole story, but perhaps you can get a copy or read online the wonderful account of how, in this book, he gives an account of how an old Irish woman converted a wealthy English Protestant lady. It is indeed a very inspiring and motivating story to pray the rosary. And the title of the particular chapter is The Old Irish Woman's Rosary. And it'd be good to take the time to sanctify this holy day and strengthen your soul and deepen your love and understanding of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yes, the rosary is more than powerful enough to change us. We never want to be dissatisfied or discouraged with seeing, I'm here, I'm in sin, I can never get past this. Well, of course, naturally speaking and on your own, that's true. But by God's grace, we will change. We will always keep converting and coming to our happily to our heavenly home. And thus we'll be formed in a God-centered life and be Catholics that we must, so desperately needed to console the hearts of Jesus and Mary who are so offended. We have a great privilege, power, and duty in this regard. So yes, if we can pray the Holy Rosary well, that is a great way to attain humility. And praying in a humble manner, we will much more easily and gladly keep our minds firmly fixed on the things of heaven. The only way to understand the great transformation of soul and affections is to experience it. It is not an emotional experience. It is much deeper. It is a spiritual reality and experience by which we learn our faith is not drudgery. It may be sudden, or it may be gradual. It may be over a period of moments or a period of years. But it is always a real transformation to God's will. And what does God want of us? What God wants is for us to be truly happy. He knows our difficulties, and He wishes to encourage us. And so He has given us His very own mother. She gave us the rosary and let us all pray for a deeper love and appreciation of this wonderful prayer and this powerful weapon in our spiritual battle. How to be happy, how to be holy. So simple, so important, and again, so very powerful. Jesus, meek and humble of heart.